Cthulhu presents The Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Curse of Nineveh, by Mike Mason, Mark Laughlin, Scott Dorwood, Paul Fricker, Andrew Kenrick.
But we did, we explored some more houses, I believe, where there had been smashed tablets, and I feel like we're missing a bunch of. Oh no, yeah, the Shadow Man. We figured it all out. We know everything. That's what the update is.
It's a good update.
Yeah. Well, we got the exposition NPC arrived to save us.
Yeah. So what did we learn? We learned that Ginger Balthius Ginger had gotten a hold, either intentionally or by accident, of some magic, and using that he had on these tablets, and using that he had gotten himself into the shadow world, where he is slowly being driven mad and also angry, and that he doesn't have the magic to get back, and that if we, there was some confusion that I had there. We can cast a spell to, I guess, control him, I think. And we have that spell. But the other thing is that we can find the rest of the tablets and return them to somebody who's really excited for them, Azhar Uddin, who feels that they would be much safer in his hands than in anybody else's. It seemed like the other tablets we should be able to use to get Ginger unshadowy, but he thinks that that may not work. But maybe we would use them to find him. That's what I got.
Okay. There's a sting.
Sting, yes.
Yeah. How confident are we that this Uddin fellow is, you know, on the up and up?
Super confident.
Well. Excellent.
He's got a derby on his head. I mean, what more do you want?
Yeah. Not maybe only we can give him derby, the cursed statue, like, as well.
One of us either spectacularly succeeded or spectacularly failed on a psychology roll. And I don't remember which, but in any case, we're super confident.
Yeah, my question about all of that was, all right, if he wants to know where these other tablets are. And I thought he said that there were four, but we know that three of them have been smashed.
Yeah, really, well, and also, he knows everything. You know, he knows where we are at every minute, and he can always find everything and us and so forth, but somehow he can't find the tablets, but we can. That's a little iffy as well.
There are multiple tablets around.
Lots
you
of
know
them.
That, but you recently heard that the Audrey Leister had done an inventory and reported that there was a cradle that had at one point had four tablets in it and that they were all missing.
Yes.
And you know, the cradling of those four. When we keep talking about, oh, there's four tablets in total, I'm not even going to make you an idea roll to think like, oh, maybe these are all the same ones. They don't necessarily have to be, but that's what you last heard was they were translating the outside, the cradle for these.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So we've got the sting, right. We've got the sting because we found the dude who's been selling the stuff.
Yes.
Out of the basement of the museum. And that's probably tonight. And then there's the fact that he, Ginger Shadow, maybe hanging around the museum and sort of knocking people out in his shadow form. Because he can become physical shadow as opposed to unphysical shadow. And it's somehow, but he doesn't know where the other tablets are either. That's the thing. We're all looking for these other two tablets.
And at some point, we're going to need to rustle up some Corvid blood.
And we need a little bit of crow blood to help cast the anti-shadow spell. The shadow freezing spell. And it seems like it was Helmsworth who was preparing himself to do that spell casting, but I have this sneaking suspicion that if a shadow shows up, Helmsworth is going to run away. So it seems like somebody else should probably think about that as well.
I can definitely give it a go.
Have a little group reading session.
That's right. We can have a group practice. It seems like a fun thing. It's like having a little seance or something. I think that would be good for us. A good bonding experience.
We can all go insane.
Yeah.
Together. Forever.
Yeah.
All right. So what would people like to do next? Want to move to the sting operation? There's just something, it's like late afternoon at this point. Is there something you want to do before?
We should get this crow blood so that if the need arises at this sting, that we're prepared.
Okay.
The zoo?
Sure. Well, the crows just...
Crows just...
Just hang out. Yeah.
Just catch one.
Yeah,
I will go in.
It doesn't need to be live, does it? Can't we just shoot one out of a tree?
I think so.
Yeah, I can go and try and catch a crow.
We have some hunters.
The one with the most hunting experience.
Okay. You can if you stand far enough, I mean, if you stand really close to it, maybe it'll seem like big game.
I have a 12-gauge shotgun according to my character sheet, so...
I spent my time on the African continent. I am a pretty decent hunter myself, so...
Are there a lot of crows on the African continent?
Yeah, what's your crow hunting experience?
I feel like a 12-gauge shotgun and a tarp would...
I will say that the book actually has a list of things that one might do to get a crow. They're all based on catching the crow, though, not killing them. So given the number of people that have some proficiency with guns here, and, you know, ignoring the fact that you're in the heart of London, I will just give you crow blood. That seems correct. Okay.
So we will spend the afternoon chasing crows and practicing spells. This one spell. That seems awesome.
I love it.
Excellent.
I kind of want to hear that list now that I know there is a list, though.
Well, you could try mechanical repair for building a trap if you want.
No.
Roger, is there anything you are doing? Are you also learning the spell? Are you planning to stay tonight, or are you near a wolf imitation?
Well, I'm definitely not learning the spell, but I will be observing the others with a certain detached professional curiosity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As you can see your orchids. Very nice.
Pondering how I'm going to fix these people's sanity later.
Okay. Is there anything else anybody wants to do besides hunting down crows and learning a spell?
Well, we might need to assemble some cash so that we can at least appear like we're really going to buy these tablets from this guy. So that's it. Just, you know, prepare for the sting. We should pick two people to meet the guy, too.
How much cash are we looking at?
Well, how much did he say he was looking for in that diary?
Oh, he did say something. 20 pounds is what he had gotten for
a tablet.
A tablet, yeah.
So as long as you come with more than 20 pounds, it should be.
Okay. And then who's going to be the two people to meet the guy?
Well, I'll be happy to go. Credit rating of 60, I should be able to rustle up enough money, shouldn't I, Sean?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. Any of you can go to the bank. I mean, I think all of you are at least middle class, because that's a requirement for getting into the club. So you all put enough points in there. Nobody was playing the hobo or anything. So
I'll be happy to go and meet him.
I can't remember who met him back in the day. Was it a crowd? Yeah,
I think it was a crowd. I think Kitty and Maud were there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want, I could go acting more as a bodyguard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, have a gun on me and just basically be with the person, whoever's doing the deal.
Yeah.
But you're very charming, Kitty.
I could go too if need, or if Kitty, whatever.
Smile.
All right. So you'd said you'd meet him around, I think, 11 or so by the back door area. I think you were actually all but Roger there. I think it was one of these weird 16 people moving in a group type thing. Who wants to, are you all going to be in the area and two of you sort of be spokespersons? Is your plan to have a few people holding back? What's the layout of personnel here?
I had not planned to be there.
Huh, okay.
It might be a good idea if I do the thing about subject matter expert. Is this actually a real tablet? Are you like cooking up some plaster of Paris in your tub and bringing us, et cetera, et cetera?
This belongs in a museum. Oh, wait, it is.
Yeah. Oh, it's going back to the museum. Oh, yes.
I think.
I'll go
basically, I'll be like a couple of steps back from Connor, and basically just keeping an eye out, and I'll have a pistol on me in my coat.
Montgomery, are you going with Connor, Kitty, Maud, Heathcliff, and Oswald?
Yeah, sounds like something interesting to do, or I can stay behind trying to learn the spell.
So what the group elected to do, perhaps without you really noticing it, was they've all learned the spell.
Okay.
While they were out getting crow's blood, everybody now in the group now knows the spell.
We each have a little vial of crow's blood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that, yeah. Very nice. So I will go, yeah.
And Dame Agatha, is there something you're doing this evening? Are you playing whisk with Roger? What's your plan?
Ooh, that sounds excellent. Yes. No, I had not thought of anything. I just had not thought I was going to go to the sting.
I was thinking some of us should be completely hidden, like not just holding back, because I just think that would make him nervous.
Yeah. Well...
Well, Roger and Dame Agatha are completely hidden.
We are completely hidden.
Yeah, I mean,
Kitty is rather good at hiding in the shadows, if that is required.
All right. Who is actually going to talk to Gibbons? And who's going to hide in the bushes?
I mean, I'm happy to talk to him, given that.
Yeah.
Well, as long as I don't lie to people, I get on well with them. Maybe I should stay back.
Let's start at the beginning. Connor, will you be team meeting or team hiding?
Yeah, I mean, I could go up there with Connor if he wants to do the talking, like he was saying, act like the professional. The salty professional.
Connor and Heathcliff will be meeting with him. Anybody else meeting with him, or is everybody else hiding?
Hiding.
Yeah. I guess I'll hide.
Montgomery?
I can meet.
Okay. Excellent. All right. And as the team hiding, sorry to get overly sort of detailed on Theater of the Mind, but are you all hiding together? Are you hiding in different locations? What's your plan?
That so would this be will be sort kitty. Of round the back of the museum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just the two of us, I think we can hide together.
Yes.
Okay. So let's do team cards first. It's a vicious game. Pennies on there. roll for luck to see who does bet. No, let's go to meeting. So at around 11 o'clock, Gibbons is there. He has changed into, he still has his porter outfit on. He's waiting by the tree he asked you to meet him at. And he sort of looks at you sort of approaching, waits for you to get close and says, Is this all of you?
I will arc an eyebrow and say, what, did you want more?
No, but you had a couple of women with you earlier.
Yes, yes. Well, they have gone to wait at the restaurant when we celebrate.
Interesting. Go ahead and give me a fast talk roll.
Damn it. 91.
All right.
Because Connor was using the wrong word.
That's all right. He doesn't believe you, but he rolled a 75 on his, you know, looking around roll, so spot him roll. So he does not see the others hiding. And I would have given you all a chance to do a stealth roll if he'd come anywhere close to being in his range. But, yes, he doesn't. All right, let's go. And he walks up to the door. He puts in a key and turns it. Steps through and holds the door open for the rest
follow.
Of
him.
All right, so we got to be quiet here. And remember, if... we get stopped. We're just, I'm giving you an after-hours tour. That's what's going on here. Yeah.
All right. What do we have? Do we have lights on or flashlights or just creeping around with a dim light?
No light. He turns on the lights.
Okay.
To let you know, I'm going to be basically monitoring the environment, looking for if he's got people hiding out.
Oh, interesting. Go ahead and give me a spot hidden.
Spot hidden. 01. Woohoo!
He has nobody hiding out.
Okay.
And he leads you through the corridors, and he eventually gets to a storage locker that's got a little label on it, storage locker 11B. And just walking through these, you know, okay. You got the money, right?
First, let's see what you have.
Did you all get money, or was it just Maud who's now hiding in the bushes?
I think
we would have given the money to whoever's going in.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Never mind. Yeah. Oswald did say he was getting money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We're pretty inaccurate. This much, I think we could have. Yeah.
I grabbed money, but I definitely would have given it to whoever's doing the talking.
Okay.
In the bargaining.
He gets to the vault. He. It's not locked. He opens it up. Steps inside, and inside you see there are a large number. It's not a storage locker like, you know, you might rent. It's a sizable area. It is filled with, you know, there are tablets here sort of laid down. There's statuaries here. There's all manner of, you know, shelving in here with little nicks and knacks being stored. He says, look around, see if there's something you like.
From, just remind me.
Go ahead.
Are we looking for the missing tablets? Was that our goal, or?
Yeah. Do we even know enough to identify what they are if we see them?
I do believe we know the written language, right? And that's pretty much about it that we know about it. But I'm asking because I don't recall what exactly where we actually, what was our goal to come here? Was it to look for something specific or just to see what's up?
It was just a lead that he had access to some of the stuff that they had in the museum, and then seemed like he was selling it out the back door.
We didn't ask him for anything specific.
No.
That's what I'm trying to remember. No, we just said, okay, ancient Sumerian, I think. He said, oh, it just so happens. That's right. I remember that now.
And the museum guard is supposed to catch the stick, supposed to come and catch him red-handed.
Right. I will sort of sniff my nose at the untidiness of the place and say, this place is a disgrace. Is there any organization?
Go ahead and roll. You're asking the porter, whose job is to move things from one place to another. Perhaps Connor has a better sense if there's order here.
Yeah, what?
Whatever you want.
Answer. If you want me to be successful or not, think about your answer. What skills should I use when I roll?
I always want you to be successful. You just thwart my dreams. So pick whatever skill you want.
Something that's higher than 62. Actually, it's this might be, and it would actually is. Strangely enough, exactly the skill I think that would be there is my archival preservation thing. The archival thing, I think, might be a perfect reason to use this, I think. Did I sell it to you? If so, I have an
enormous success. You didn't need to sell it to me. I just said pick whatever you want.
Oh, well, damn it. There we go.
I mean, yeah. Glad you were able to put some things behind it, but I didn't need it. So you pass?
Yes. With that skill.
Yes. So you were able to pass. That is, and you know, this is not what you would expect for, you know, a museum where things are a little bit more organized, but your general senses and what you've heard so far is that, like, they just recently opened this storage vault up. Like, basically everything got brought here in 19, and it's just been sitting here, and only recently, within the last few months. So it's not as chaotic as it could be, but it's clearly that, you know, it's not up to your standards, but it's not outrageously, you know, it's not the museum staff as, you know, damaging items. Things are laid down carefully. There's separations between the tablet in terms of cloth or that sort of thing. It's just, you know, people are still, it's not surprising to you to realize that, like, people have been stealing from here because there's not enough organization that you'd be able to say, hey, why is there a blank area? Why is there an open space between that pile and that pile?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's not going to stop me from being snooty. And,
no, nothing should.
Yeah. Yes. Disparaging. Yeah. This. And, yeah. As we kind of go through, and you guys generally know what we're looking for, right? And it's a big room, right? Everyone else does. If we're kind of looking tablet wise.
So as you're looking around, you do see that there is. You were told that. Here, there is a carved marble box here that looks like it could fit four tablets in it. You know, it's about, you know, it's fairly large. It's covered in ornate carvings and inscriptions.
Would we be able to carry the whole box out?
You would. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, with the number of people you have here, you absolutely could carry this out if you wanted to.
Okay, great. And I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry, I spoke too soon. It's large, it's ornate, there's carvings.
Yeah. If anybody there has any skill at all in a cult, they can roll that, or archaeology, they could roll that for me.
Okay. Let me try occult. This is one where I actually nailed one. Go ahead. Oh,
03.
Nice.
I got 15, so it's also a success, but not as good as his.
There you go.
And yours is an occult, Gary?
Occult, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, mine is occult.
Okay. So
what, yeah, mine's a hard success in occult.
What both of you find, what you both of you realize when you look at it, is that there are various symbols that you've seen before, sort of sigils of warning, like, you know, warning of the dangers of this, of what's in. Now, the language outside, neither one of you speaks, but you know that the museum was trying to get a translation of that. Montgomery, what I'll give you with your 03 is that as you're looking at the lid, you've seen one of these symbols before. You're scratching your head, and you're pretty sure that, you know, this is what some scholars in your field have called an elder sign. But it's extremely rudimentary. The ones you've seen, you know, in books or whatever, are much more pronounced. If you hadn't had that right moment to sort of capture what was there, you wouldn't have caught it. But it looks like, you know, essentially an ancient form of what you've seen before referred to as an elder sign.
Okay. And is that box empty at this point?
You can lift up the tablet, lift up the lid, and there is nothing inside of it.
Mm-hmm. So I guess I will turn around. Was this always empty, or was there something here before that is already in display in the museum?
Oh, I don't know. It's a pretty big item. I don't know if you could just take that. It'd be better if you just took, and he sort of waves his hands at the various tablets lying on the floor. It'd be better if you just took one of those. Those would be less noticeable. Something like that.
Can I make a quick psychology roll to see if he really doesn't know about?
Absolutely.
Let's do that and make an extreme success.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to know if there was something inside or not.
Yeah, there's no nothing, knows nothing. Gotcha.
You don't have to worry. We can handle it.
Oh,
So there was a list of items that we found. Actually, it was Max's character, the one that captured the items that the guy at the library was looking for. Do you guys remember?
The library or the shady?
It was the shady salesman. Yeah.
Right.
So maybe you can ask him for those items.
Yeah, that casket isn't on that list. And the items inside might be part of, you know, there's a recognition that various items were stolen at, you know, small to medium size, but there doesn't seem to be anything in particular.
I will begin looking around and ask the porter guy. Does this guy have a name? I'm sorry, I forgot his name.
Yes, Maurice Gibbons.
Maurice. Is there a record, any paperwork the archivists have been using?
Yes, I'm sure that. Like a work desk or something. Sure that someone has one. Ms. Leister might. Perhaps Walter Meems. things are a little bit in disarray with the original person responsible for all this. Archie Glossop was, maybe you heard, he was killed several months back.
Yeah. Do you have anything to do with that? Ha, 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 ha.
He looks uncomfortable in the sense of, like, no, and why would you accuse me of that? Similarly, right, if he had said the same thing to you.
Yeah. No, that's fine with me. I'm not trying to. That was the whole idea. I don't want to make him too comfortable with this. Is there a like a work area or something where someone may have left some papers and things around that I can look?
No, this is a storage locker. People like Maurice come and get things and bring them up.
Oh, I see.
They get brought back again, type thing. All the work is being done in the archivist section of the museum.
All right. Is it time
for spot hidden? Something here? What's that?
Is it time for spot hidden while we cast about this room?
Sure, you can always roll a spot hidden.
Okay, I'm going to start searching and seeing if there's tablets or anything similar, ancient Sumerian-ish, might be related.
Let me just stop you before you roll. You're filled, yes. The room you're in is filled with all of those, these are all, these are all from the Temple of Naboo.
Oh, they're
this
all.
This is all the stuff. The and there are tablets all over the place. So you don't need to spot the hidden thing. It's the in terms of like that sort of broad brush. It's very clear that he's indicated like this is the storage room where everything from the 1919 expedition was brought in and stored for several years and then only recently been brought out.
Gotcha. And it's quite possible that they remove the tablets for display or something, or cataloging, even though that would be pretty egregious. Does that seem reasonable, or does it seem like these people are pretty conscientious?
So, just tablets in general, or the ones in the casket?
The ones from the casket that we are.
You have a note from Aubrey Leister saying that some tablets had been stolen from a casket.
Ah. All right, so we're really just looking for the casket.
I don't even know if you're looking for that, because you know that they're doing the translation on it. I think you're here to try to sting this guy and then get him to tell you more of what he knows. At least that was the plan last week.
Yeah, I think the goal is to figure out to whom he had sold stuff.
Okay.
Either before or after he gets arrested.
Okay.
So he will start getting a little uncomfortable and say, well, did you figure out what you want? We can't spend all day here. I mean, there are guards. They do patrols.
Yeah. Oh, I think we'll be all right. Monty, find out who else he sold things to. I need to look over here, and I'll go looking for more tablets and stuff. Someone who's more, I'm being the creepy guy, but someone who can actually have some social skills should discuss with
him. No, I actually wanted to ask, kind of follow up on my first question about the casket, and tell him, I think I recognize some of these symbols, and I would really like to know what the items, see if we can get one of the items or what's inside the casket.
Well, if it's not here, it's probably in one of the archivist room. I wouldn't know which one was looking at it, though.
Interesting. I don't want to be indiscreet or anything like that, but have you got any previous customers to maybe acquire something from the casket and they are no longer here? Let me see them. I don't want to keep my hopes high in case that they have already been taken.
He gets a little uncomfortable. Go ahead and give me some sort of personality roll here.
It's got to be.
Let's
I will try fast talk. Hold on. No, 92. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, he gets really uncomfortable. Well, I can tell you, I don't know anything what happened in the casket there, and I really couldn't tell you about other transactions that any more than I would tell anybody about any transaction we might
complete. Of course.
I wouldn't want to get anybody in trouble. This is all very easily handled.
Okay, so what I will do, Sean, is I will try to get something very small.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see how is he going to manage that acquisition. Like, he's going to pull out like a small handbook to write down the item number, price, initials, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of see if he keeps a record of what he's selling.
Oh, no. No. He doesn't bring out a book or anything. If you ask him about it, do you want to keep a record? He's, oh, no, I don't like having paperwork lying around. That's how one gets in trouble, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I just want to make sure that you were not going to write down my number somewhere.
Oh, no. I kind of don't shuffle. You worry. Soul of discretion here.
Awesome. That's great. Great business.
Let's jump outside. Maud and Kitty, you see them all go inside. Is there anything you're doing out here?
I want to keep my eyes peeled on the shadows. Thinking that there might be, you know, this Ginger guy lurking around outside the museum.
Sure. And Kitty?
I will, just keep an eye out. Follow Maud's lead.
All right, go ahead. You can each give me a spot hidden roll. And do either of you have a POW above 75?
Character sheet. POW? No, 60.
Yeah, 65.
Spot hidden would be a hard success. 14.
Mine would be a regular.
50.
All right, so it's dark outside. It's you know, there's shadows everywhere, and sort of seeing anything in particular seems onerous. Give me a luck roll.
Mm. 13 will be a success.
73 out of 80 will also be a success.
What is your luck right now, Maud?
My luck right now is what? 36.
Okay. I'm just going to arbitrarily just roll that. Kitty, you feel that there are hands around your neck.
Oh, okay. Can I breathe? Is it just?
Well, let's see if are you going to try to break out of this?
Can I talk?
You feel the fingers are definitely trying to sort of squeeze down on your neck hard. So you can certainly talk now.
The shadow.
Oh, I'll start chanting.
I will try to. I mean, if I can feel hands there, I will try to, you know, wrestle with whatever this thing is.
Okay, so let's do wrestling. So go ahead and give me, what's first round surprise, go ahead and give me a dodge roll, I guess, or a fight back roll, whichever you prefer.
Okay. dodge would be...
Actually, could you each also give me a sanity roll while we're here?
Is dodge appropriate, given I'm sort of being
grappled? Well, in the sense of, like, it's sort of starting to wrap around you, that you might be sort of pull away, but if you...
Okay, I mean...
In that way.
So that's a regular success on dodge, but sanity, I suppose, is the first order of business. 0-2. For some reason...
Okay, so just lose one.
I'm very calm.
I will also lose one as I got a 19.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a power roll.
Okay. Ought 3.
Okay.
It's got to be extreme, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go ahead and lose 6 magic points and roll a d4 sanity points.
All 4 sanity.
Great. And so you're casting the spell. You can then I need you to give me, how are you applying the Raven's Blood?
However the spell said to do so.
It just said you need to have the blood touch the being.
All right, well then I will like try to sprinkle it towards, you know, whatever's on Kitty.
Okay. Oh, that is nice. Go ahead and give me a attack roll, I guess. Brawl.
Just a fighting brawl?
Yeah.
Right. I will spend a point of luck to make that a regular success.
Excellent. He rolled an extreme success dodging it. So, Kitty, you have crow's blood on you.
I'm less worried about that at this moment in time. I'll just bill Maud for the the cleaning costs later.
But because this is all more or less happening simultaneously, I will let you. I rolled a 100 on his attack. I'm not letting you. You easily dodge out of this. Look how benevolent I am. I roll 100 and say, well, you can succeed then. Oath roll. You break away from it. So, Maud, you definitely felt something. When you rolled this, you definitely felt like it was, that you were making some sort of connection with the spell, that there was something going on. Is that a total of 5 sanity in a relatively short period of time, though?
Oh, it is. It is.
Maybe an intelligence roll would be appropriate here.
Oh, let's see how smart I am. I make that easily.
Good for you. Do you want to pick your own insanity or roll for it?
Oh, I think that I need all the light. I need all the light to stay away from the shadows.
Nice.
Flashlight, wildly.
Excellent. Well, you know, you're in the back of the building right now, but there are lights out on the street some distance away that you could run to. Why don't you roll a d10 to see how long you need to be bathing, remaining in the light?
That's 3 rounds.
Excellent. Kitty, you are by yourself.
Yay.
And you don't see the shadow anymore? Sort of melded back in?
Did I see it before?
Oh, you did. That's why you rolled sanity.
Right, right.
It looked humanoid with exaggerated features.
Mm-hmm.
And you now hear sort of a voice crying, calling from the darkness. Where is he? Where is Williams?
I'm just actually trying to think out of character. Do I know that? I don't think I do. Do we know where Williams is?
You do not.
Okay.
The other reason for the sting is to potentially get Maurice Gibbons to tell you where Williams is.
Yeah, yeah. So I can no longer see it, but I can hear it.
Yes, you can hear it in the darkness around you. Go ahead and give me a spot hidden.
Okay. 34, regular success.
So what happens is you're surrounded in shadows. There's no real light here other than the street where Maud is running to right now. But every now and then it's like there's sort of this slight twitching of the ground around you that where the shadow gets slightly larger than it was, and then it becomes less two-dimensional, more three-dimensional, and then sort of slips back away again. Like it reminds you of nothing more than a shark sort of surrounding you.
When I see that, can I try and uncork my little crow's blood thing and just flick a sort of stream of it towards this shadow?
Yeah, it's not with a regular roll. It's just you see it flicking in your eye type thing. It's hard to see it when it's not like holding onto you and standing next to you. I mean, if you wanted to, present yourself as a target, I suppose.
No, I think safety in numbers. I think I'm gonna be Maud, come back, and I will run after her.
Okay. Back in the vault. Well, actually, let's take a moment. Let's go to Agatha and Roger.
Who's winning?
It's a lovely, lovely game for a bit. Dame Agatha, did you have anything you might want to do?
Yeah, I was thinking I think starting with picking Roger's brain a little bit on how we might find this Williams character. He seems to have taken off from his house, and I'm not sure if speaking with the other porter who's in the hospital, if he might know anything about him, or if you have any other ideas about tracking him down. It seems like this madman who's looking for him, who is crashing around the apartment, was probably not thinking very straight, and perhaps somebody with a subtler mind would be more likely to think of a way towards him.
No, that certainly seems reasonable. I believe the others
asked... Seven of spades, 2 points.
Mr. McLaughlin. Oh, damn it. I cannot counter that. I am sure that they thoroughly questioned Mr. McLaughlin, and if Mr. McLaughlin had any information, they would have given it, but... Mr. McLaughlin does know of other friends or contacts of Williams, family, girlfriend, perhaps, something of this nature. I don't know that they had the foresight to ask such questions. So
didn't know they needed to, yes. Yeah, well, perhaps when we finish this hand, I'll take a ride over to the hospital and see if they'll let me visit.
Well, I will join you. Just for
Roger!
Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful.
You're an alienist. Why don't you go ahead and give me a psychology type role?
A psychology type role?
A psychology role, yes.
That will be a normal success.
How much has Roger been paying attention to when people come back and talk to you about the things they did each day? Is it a sort of passive listening, like background noise in the club, or is he actively engaged in it? Mentally speaking, obviously.
Probably closer to the former.
Okay. So with that, what I'll give you is that in the description of Ted Williams, this is a guy who has a job and appears to be making money stealing from the place that he works, and it is, you know, is somewhat almost reckless about it, implying a certain type of personality. But if only you had spent more time focusing, maybe you'd be able to get more details about it. But your background makes you feel like this is the sort of person that likes living life without a net.
Okay, that seems reasonable.
Okay. I was going to let you as the player, or you as the character, decide if that meant anything in terms of where you might find Williams, but I'll let you ponder that more. Dame Agatha, you've liked to go to the hospital?
Apparently we were both going to the hospital.
Yeah. We're both going. Oh, excellent.
It's a big city. There's lots of brothels and gambling dens. And taverns.
Exactly. I don't think we can check all of them.
I don't know that really narrows things down at all.
I gave you the option. You chose to be not paying attention, so I gave you as much as I felt was warranted with a regular success and not a very attentive character.
That's fair enough.
Perfect. Let's go back inside the museum. So you Montgomery, you're making the exchange. You're giving him money for a small item.
Yeah, just to make sure that, what I described before. I want to see if he keeps a record or not. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, is that going to be all then? Can we get out of here?
And we're just going to, we want to see what else is there.
You can see everything that's here, sir.
Right.
We can't spend all night here.
Are there any tablets that match the description that would fit with the other tablets in size and fitting with the cradle?
That's a great question. Go ahead and give me a spot hidden, maybe, or something else, whatever you think is appropriate for sort of making that determination. Idea roll, whatever.
Spot hidden is a 23 under 50, so that's a hard success.
So most of the tablets here are of relatively small size, and you realize like these are the same size as the tablets that you've seen in all the houses. They're all sort of a certain size stone cut there. But the casket, the coffin, whatever it is, the cradle, sort of looking at the sort of size of it, looks like it could hold tablets that were larger than the standard size. And as you think about that with a hard success, you realize like, yeah, no, you haven't seen any large tablets to date. They've all been around the same general dimensions.
And no large tablets in here, right?
There are no large tablets you see in here either.
Okay. Well, I think go ahead.
I don't have anything else.
No, I was just going to say,
well, I think that will do well for now. Perhaps we can do business again. And I'll smile at the guy.
Now that you've seen it, maybe you could just make requests. I'll take care of it. There's no need for all of you to come back here again.
Is that what Williams does? Ha ha. I'll say as we're kind of walking out, not like stand in front of him and demand or anything.
He definitely gives you a... Oh, let me give a roll to see how well he...
I will make a psychology roll as well to see how he reacts to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, this is kind of an offhand way of mentioning it as I'm kind of walking out of the room. Like it doesn't make any difference.
How does it do with your psychology roll?
Yeah, I will burn 2 points to make it a success, normal success, of course.
He definitely looks, he doesn't sort of do a spit take or anything of that sort, but he definitely looks nervous about talking about Williams. And he sort of leads you out. He's closing the door. And as you're making your way back through the corridors again, out of a side corridor, you see Mr. Yates walk out with three guards. He looks at Maurice and says, "Oh, Maurice.
I will hand out the item that I just acquired to him."
And so Maurice definitely looks at anger at the rest of you. But sort of does a sort of gives a sigh and says, "All right, well, I guess it's jail for me." And Yates says, "Not necessarily." And two guards.
Perhaps if you can, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead. No, please jump in.
No, I was going to say, maybe you can get out of this if you can help Mr. Yates and us learn more about your dealings with Williams.
All right, let's stop there. Maud and Kitty, Maud, you've recovered.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry.
Well, it was quite terrifying, but there. I'll you know, comfort her.
I could tell it was working, but oh.
It's hard to get the drop on something that can fade into nothingness. We should find the others. They could be in danger.
Okay.
You were very brave, Maud. I'm not good at fast talk, remember, so whether you believe that.
Yeah.
But I am quite charming, so.
All right, head towards the back door of the museum.
Mm-hmm. It is locked, but you can hear talking just inside of it.
What can we hear?
I'm not even going to make you roll. You definitely hear your group talking.
Then knock, 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 knock.
Those of you who are inside the museum here are knocking on the door.
I'll head over. That must be the others.
You open the door up.
Open the door. Yep.
Yeah.
Mr. Oh goodness, Mr. Hamilton, we were attacked. It's out here. It's out here.
The shadow.
Letting him. I yell from where I'm standing.
They're already in.
Yeah. I will. Yeah, I want to let the others know that Ginger is about. That seems such a strange name for a shadow monster. Anyway, but I don't want to. Yeah, sort of rant about shadow people in front of the guards.
I'm glad to be in the light. I didn't catch him. What do we know about Williams?
You're all sort of looking there. Let's go to the hospital. Agatha and Roger, you are able to make your way through. McLaughlin says, have you met McLaughlin before? Are you part of the group?
Nope.
Dame Agatha? Okay. He looks mid-50s or so. He's, you know, the others had described that he had bruises around his necks and a couple of black eyes, but he looks better, and he's says, "Oh, yes, visitors. I haven't had many visitors."
Oh, that's probably just as well. I'm Agatha Christie, an author, and this is my friend Roger Schindler. Pleased to meet you.
Oh, same here.
How are you feeling?
Oh, good. They're letting me go tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful. That will be great.
Sorry, have I met you all before? Or is this her?
No. You met some friends of ours, and
Yes, you were looking into what happened. Any luck? Yes.
We have had, unfortunately, some luck. I believe that we may have unearthed this shadow creature that accosted you. It seems to be a, let me find, he has a first name or maybe a last name. Oh, yeah, Bala. Seems to be Mr. Ginger has unearthed something that has converted him, or somehow, I'm not sure.
Oh.
Is this somebody you knew? Is Balathius Ginger?
No, not at all.
He's a collector, apparently, and it seems he may have acquired some items from the museum via perhaps Mr. Williams.
Oh, yeah, Ted, yeah. Mm. You know, I always thought there was something suspicious. He'd always be down there during his lunch hour. He'd say that he was looking around for things, but I don't know. That's not surprising to hear. He might have been selling things on the side.
Yes, it seems that he and perhaps separately or perhaps together, Gibbons had quite a thing going.
Oh, well, that's a shame. Gibbons was always a good bloke.
Yeah, that is too bad. Well, perhaps they'll be able to be helpful. Where it seems that in order to really unlock this and make sure that you are safe in the future from this shadow creature, we need to find Williams. And well, we're hoping that perhaps you may know something. He's not at his house. His house has been ransacked, and probably by the same creature, person that was asking you where he was rather violently, was looking at the house also. So he seems to have disappeared himself, and well, I'm frankly quite hoping that you might have some idea where he would run off to in London. Friend, a bar, I don't know. Favorite movie theater?
Well, I don't think he has any family in London. He's kind of a loner. Bar. You know, he did go to a bar called The Fox and the Hound. It's up in North London. Met him there. A bunch of us met there once. He somehow convinced us all to go out after work.
I think there was a police agent who hung out there also. It's interesting. Am I making that up?
Maybe that's
not the same.
It was a pub across the street from the precinct. This is a different.
Oh, this is different. Okay. Fox and Hound. And well, we can certainly go there and look for him, and perhaps there's an inn nearby or something where he might be staying.
Well, I will say that he, he was pretty good friends with one of the regulars there, who owned the building, I guess. So there are some spaces there. I guess that's a place he might go to.
Oh, that seems quite likely. And I will look over to Roger and raise an eyebrow.
It seems a reasonable place to start, yes.
Meanwhile, back at the museum, Gibbons is, you know, is willing to give any information that he thinks might be helpful. And so, if you're suggesting that you're going to raise Ted Williams, he'll say, "Oh, I didn't have anything to do with what he was doing. He was doing a lot more of it. I was just doing some small things. But you know, I can tell you where he lives."
We know where he lives.
Is he there?
No, he's not there. What else do you know about Mr. Williams?
I mean, the only other place I know he goes to regularly is this pub called the Fox and Hound, walking distance to his house.
Ah. Who else have you sold items to?
Rolf will jump in at this point. Well, it's probably best that we appreciate all you've done here, but this may be one of those the less you know, the better off you are situations here.
Of course. Monty, don't forget your money.
Oh, Gibbons will pull out the money and hand it back to you, yes?
Thank you. You need to get our statement on this, sign up something.
Oh, it's late. Witnesses or you can, whatever. You can do it. You can do it tomorrow. We heard enough.
Okay. It's just the museum security. It's not actually the cops, right?
Yes, you were specifically told that they were not going to bring in the cops, or they'd be reluctant to bring in the cops unless they absolutely needed to.
Right.
Okay. Yes. So, yes. Just making
which
sure.
Is very strange. Can I make a psychology roll on this card when he's saying that?
Sure.
Just to find out if he's kind of trying to push us away or yeah, maybe he's working with him. No, I didn't pass.
This was the plan, though. We knew about that from the day before.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to involve the cops because they wanted to keep the museum's good name.
Yeah. I don't know. That's strange to me. But anyways.
Yeah, I mean, if he's here, yeah, yeah.
So it's strange to you. It is not strange at this time period for the museum to be more worried about its reputation than seeing that criminal justice was carried out.
Understood.
I mean, in their view, well, we'll just fire this guy, blacklist him so he doesn't work anywhere else, and there doesn't have to be any uncomfortable newspaper stories about how the museum loses items, which might cause a decrease in donations of items or even just straight donations of cash. It's very important to look competent, which at this point they don't particularly.
Well, if we're not going to find out who he sold things to or what,
do you think he might have, like, in his house, he might have some information?
This guy?
The person, you know, we couldn't get the address of the guy we're looking for, but maybe he, you know, maybe he's got something back at his house. I mean, where have we been to his house?
Who, this guy? What are we talking about?
Yeah, the, you know, the one that we've just got done by the
I think we'd be better off having a drink, perhaps pull a pint at the old Fox and Hound. It's still early.
Indeed.
I agree. Yeah. That's a good place to go and chat.
Yep, so we'll head down to the Fox and Hound. There's always a pub called the Fox and Hound somewhere.
Right next to the Wind in the Willows.
Mm-hmm. And across the street from the King's Head.
Yeah.
For the sake of narrative coolness, your car pulls up at the same time as the taxi containing Dame Agatha and Roger pulls up.
Wonderful. Although it is sad since they're going to be followed by the nasty shadow and we're not, but you know.
Yes, so the Fox and the Hound is absolutely a working class pub in all of the glories that come for that. You know, the wallpaper is yellowed, the seats are holding together, but there's maybe some stitching sort of keeping it in there. There's a dense layer of smoke wafting above it. The regulars there look like they, I don't think any of you normally, I would say Oswald probably has the best chance of having, and Heathcliff as well, would be best chance of sort of having spent some time. Although certainly Maud, depending on where her adventures took her, might have run into the rough sort that live. It seems like they live here, but are certainly at least occupying this this bar.
We shouldn't all pile in together. It will look suspicious.
I will just tell you right now that all of you walking in, any of you walking in, will look suspicious in this bar. So.
Oh,
yes, I don't believe this is the type of place that any of us should enter.
Oh, Roger.
Well, how about we do it very simply then, as we're standing around on the sidewalk, figuring out how how shady the bar looks. Could I make a spot hidden, or everybody make a spot hidden to see if we see our boy? Oh, we actually may not even know what Ted Williams looks like, eh?
You do not know what Ted Williams looks like.
There weren't any pictures of him in his house when we were there?
No. I don't think there's any pictures of me in my house either, as I think about it.
I have a wedding photo up, Sean.
You might be a shadow, Sean, just staring at.
The session is done.
I have a picture of you, Sean. So.
In your house?
Little yeah, shrine. In the living room.
That's like a dark turn.
Yes. With the candles. Last time you guys went to Necronomicon and you fell asleep drunk on the couch?
What?
That's where you got the...
What? You obviously never slept anywhere near Randall. Nobody's just falling asleep in the quiet of this Randall.
All right. Let's find this guy. So,
I will happily go into the bar and look for. Did we get his name? We did not get his. Maybe we got his name. Could we have gotten his
Williams.
Name? Williams. No, not Williams.
Bill Lancaster.
What?
Bill Lancaster.
Bill Lancaster. Yeah, I will go up to the bar and ask for Bill Lancaster.
Bartender sort of looks at you and says, "Is there any trouble, ma'am?"
Absolutely not. Well, not with Mr. Lancaster, not at all. But it seems that he may be hosting somebody that we need to find because he's in danger and he's putting others in danger. And if the others find him before we do, it's not going to be great.
Oh, the bartender points over to a corner booth, sort of off in a a bit away from the others. I mean, it's a small bar. It's not anything big, but it's sort of off in a dark corner, and you see a man who looks to be in his early 50s. He's broad-shouldered, large. He's got a scar on his jaw, and he is drinking a beer, sort of nursing a pint and a whiskey by himself.
I will thank the bartender and buy him a beer and go talk to Mr. Lancaster. I don't know if anybody's in with me.
That's a good question.
Look,
Oswald, go in there.
Yeah, I'm heading in. Heathcliff has definitely done the rounds of the rougher bars before, so yeah, he'll definitely go in.
So you are Mr. Lancaster, as I
walk
up to the table.
Yes,
I'm Miss Christie. There's I feel like it's a little. May I sit down?
He sort of nods his head towards the sea.
A certain Mr. Williams, we believe, may be staying with you, and we're very much hoping to speak with him, as he has some information which I think may save some people's lives.
Go ahead and give me a persuade, intimidate, or charm roll.
That is a roll, which is...
Sorry, and then tell me the result of it, too.
which is a success on charm.
He looks at you and says...
I'm going to roll psychology, too, in case he's...
Yep.
That's a hard success on psychology, as he tries to lie or something around me.
Understood. Heathcliff, you're in there, too? What's your...
Yep.
Are you going over the table with the two of them?
Yeah. And he'll sort of motion and go, "Oh, what are you drinking?" And order basically what the guy's drinking and a couple of extra drinks, you know, as we sit down.
He's the owner.
But he's the owner?
He's got a beer and a whiskey, so you're all ready to, you know, dig in.
Yeah, sit down and...
Can you give me... an intimidate, persuade, or charm roll?
Yes, most definitely. So 26. So my charm is 35. So that's success.
Okay. He looks at you and says, "You're not police, are you?"
Not at all.
No, nowhere near. Wouldn't have.
Although I do understand that he has reason to avoid the police.
You had a hard success psychology role?
Yes.
He looks troubled, worried, as you sort of start bringing up Williams and sitting.
Yeah, we know his that he's hiding. There is certainly, I'm sure he's quite scared. There's somebody broke into his house and is probably trying to kill him or at least hunt him down. But we're hoping if we can speak with him, we can end this entire issue and help him.
Yeah, he can get back on track in terms of getting his life straight, you know.
Oh.
We're not going to deal with this anymore.
Ted. He's always been the one, you know, always ducking and diving to make a shilling here and there.
Yes, we understand that he's been sharing some things that perhaps shouldn't have been shared, but we're not interested so much in getting him in trouble as finding a couple of those things. That's really the important piece here.
The lad's troubled. He's...
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, we've all known a troubled lad here and there, and sometimes, you know, they need a bit of a help to get.
Well, I don't mean he's troubled. I mean, he's troubled. He shows up at my doorstep and Looks like he's seen a ghost. And
he has.
Mm.
And I sort of laugh a little.
Stops and pauses and says, "That's interesting." Well,
does he talk about shadows moving?
Oh, he says the devil's looking for him.
Something like that. Yes.
Yeah.
Sounds I thought he'd just be here for a day or so, but he's been a month now. He's just sitting up there, all quiet, like.
Yes. Well. Perhaps we could speak with him and help him out.
When he says up there, does he sort of look upstairs in terms of from the pub?
He does not. No.
But we do know that there are rooms in this building that this guy owns. We're expecting him to be in this building.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But so I take it he's upstairs somewhere?
Yeah, it's take you up there.
Thank you. I think.
Thank you.
I think he will. Thank you as well.
Gotta. It's an outside entrance.
Ah, very good. In that case, we'll need to look carefully and make sure that. Nobody has followed us. And nothing has, that the devil, as you say, is not, that we don't bring the devil with us. But let's go.
Okay. He will, are you going to try to get the others to go with you, or is it just the two of you doing this?
I don't really care who it is, but I feel like having, this does not seem like a... eight people barge in on a guy who's completely flipped out.
Yeah, no, I think...
Did Oswald go into, though?
What's that?
I thought Oswald had gone in, too.
Yeah, no, he's part of the two. Oswald. Oswald, did you go in? I'm sorry, I missed that if you said you did.
I had, but that's okay.
No, that's fine. You can go in. Do you want to join their table after waiting a bit, or do you want to join right away? That's on me that I missed it.
Maybe I'll hang back and just keep an eye out and kind of case the room, make sure there's nobody maybe doing the same for him.
Doesn't so go ahead and give me a spot hidden.
95.
Everyone's giving us.
Doesn't seem like anybody's paying attention. No.
Okay. I'll just hang back and I'll let them talk and just be there in case there's any need or trouble.
And at some point you see Lancaster stand up, the other two, and he heads to a back door. You see him open it and you realize it's going outside. And after the three of them go through, the door closes.
All right.
And is this potentially not... not to the front entrance where everybody's hanging around?
It is absolutely not to the front entrance where everybody's hanging around.
All right. Well, I do still want to look for a shadow, but that's a good deal.
Sure. Go ahead and give me a spot hidden.
That's my 01 for today. Or for the
you don't see any shadow around you.
Wonderful.
And there's some stairs that lead up.
Okay.
And it gets to a door, and he pulls out a key, opens it up, and this is, the stairs lead up to an attic type area. It looks like an attic. It's not finished or anything like that. But as he opens it up, you can see that the walls and the floorboards even have been are just covered in, multicolored crosses and crayon and scratchings on the surface.
Sure.
And you hear as the door opens a muffled groan. And off in the corner, you see there's a man in, he's got a coat and tie on, but it's just been just all wrinkled. And he's just sort of got his arms around himself, and you can hear him just sort of mumbling to himself. And Lancaster says, "Oh, that's how he's been for days now. He's just scared of his own shadow."
Sure. I'll walk in. Ted Williams.
I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me.
We have seen your devil. We are not him.
He's following me. He's trying to get to me. He's trying to get to me.
He is, yes. Yes, may I sit next to you?
Yes, yes. He's on the floor, so you're
sitting. Yeah, I will sit down on the floor next to him.
Yeah. Okay. Heathcliff will stand by the door, and he'll be basically keeping an eye out, looking at all the shadows, looking at everything.
Okay.
We have met your shadow that is looking for you, and we believe that we can stop him or it. I think it's somebody you may have known once.
Him, it's Ginger. It's Ginger.
Yes, it's Ginger.
I didn't know. He didn't know. I didn't know. I thought it was just
nobody tablets. Knew. It was just an accident. Yes.
I gave him two. I gave him two, and it's too much. Too much. Now he's after me.
It
now
was. He wants
me. Let's pause more. For briefly. Okay, and, yeah. Edwin, I know you're watching your time.
Oh yeah, I'm supposed to run off here. Yep.
It's a perfect time for you to be a central character in the story. what are the people outside doing? Well, actually, let's start inside here. Oswald, what are you doing as you see them walk outside?
I will follow at a distance.
Okay. So you pop open the door. You can look up. You know, there's some stairs that there go up to the top of the... It's not a very tall building. You know, the third floor type thing. You see that Bill is opening up the door, and Agatha and Heathcliff are right behind him as he steps inside.
Okay. Go ahead,
give me a listen roll.
Okay, listen. 37 is not a success.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a spot hidden roll.
48 is a success, regular success.
Okay. Yeah, they head up, and then the door sort of closes behind them as they walk inside.
Now, is this a door like it's going to a apartment or an office or something like that, or is it a door to like a corridor?
It looks like it's going to an open space at the top of the building.
Okay.
And so. It's hard to tell if it goes to a corridor or to something else, but you know this, you know, you can see that there are lights and windows on the second floor of this building. And it's perhaps Roger would have, or Agatha would have shared that, like, oh, there are places to stay in this building. There are no windows on the third floor.
Okay. Then I'll just kind of hang at the door and wait in case I hear any signs of struggle or needing any help or anything like that. I'll give it a couple minutes, and then if I don't hear anything, then I'll head in.
Okay. Go ahead and give me another listen roll.
28 is a success. Oh, no, it's not. It's by 8. You know what? I'll burn 8 luck to make it a success.
So inside, you can hear a voice you have not heard before. That person sounds extremely stressed, and they are talking to Agatha, who you get the sense of is trying to sort of calm this person down.
Okay. I'm content with hanging back then.
The rest of you outside, you're standing outside. Does anybody wish to do anything?
Just keeping an eye on the shadows. for me.
Flashlight in hand.
Huddle inside our jacket, play a little paper, rock, scissors in the shadows. Try to fit in.
Everybody who is here can give me a spot hidden roll. Everybody's here and looking for shadows.
Yeah.
Regular success.
Success.
40 out of 50.
Mm-hmm. I got a hard success.
I had a failure. I said rock, paper, scissors. Rock.
Good old rock. Roger, are you looking for shadows or?
Apparently not. I'm busy studying the others.
Roger, it's a rock. Come.
There's a paper in here somewhere. Who had the hard success?
Me.
Maud.
But as you are looking around, you see that there's a slight movement of shadow on the side of the building.
I point and I start the chant.
It's a slight movement, and much like what Kitty experienced, it's not enough to sort of get a real focus on where you might. Well, you don't actually have any crow's blood anyway at this point.
No.
But you can chant while I can throw, so.
Doing my best to point.
Yeah, so, but you're not able to sort of get a fix on it with a hard. You just sort of get a sense that there's movement in the shadows briefly there. But are you going to try to cast a spell anyway?
Yeah.
Great. So go ahead and lose the magic points. Ugh. And roll a d4 sanity.
Two more.
Well, how many magic points do you have?
I lost another 6.
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah. I have one left, so.
Okay.
It might have been an hour. You might have gained one back.
Yeah. Sure. You can have one back. So you start to cast a spell. You feel trembling, but there's just no target to sort of latch your brain onto or direct your poorly viewing friends to throw anything at.
It's here. It's here.
Can I see where is she pointing to?
You look at where she's pointing, you don't see anything, and perhaps you start to wonder if Maud is all there. Back in the attic, Agatha, you're chatting with him?
Yes. Yes, we understand that the whatever was on those tablets, the two of them just destroyed him, and now he wants to destroy you. And I think we can stop him, and I don't know if we're able to perhaps help him, but if we can, it would be with, I guess, the other two tablets that might bring him back from the shadows.
Go ahead and give me some sort of personality roll here.
It really doesn't matter which personality roll I roll. That's a 95.
Okay. Oh, I don't know. Then he'll go after her. He'll go after her, won't he?
Who?
All right, I'll give you that. Lady Nichols. Lady Nichols.
Lady Nichols. Is she our earliest contact? Who's Lady Nichols?
You don't know anything about her. Well, actually, let's actually see. Why don't you give me a credit rating to see if you know anything about Lady Nichols? Both you and Heathcliff can do that.
16 is a hard success on credit rating.
I just got normal success.
All right, with a hard success, you do know who she is. You know that she is that she married well, and her husband died, and she has a very, very nice house in central London. Why don't you give me a luck roll?
Nope.
Okay.
Lady Nichols is has the other two tablets.
Yes. Yeah, I sold her too. I sold him too. I wish I just sold them the different ones. She would never be doing what he did.
Yeah, hopefully she won't try to read them. I think everything is going to be okay. I think we can protect you. And at this point, I will start hearing screams from outside as they fail miserably in there.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a spot hidden roll.
40 is not successful. I'll make it a normal success. Does not do me much, but yeah, normal success on spot hidden. Although it would have been a success on listen if I were listening instead. Did we lose somebody here? Like me?
No, we lost.
Maybe we lost Sean?
Sean. Okay. Yeah. Or he's playing suspense.
He might be the shadow.
Yeah.
Sean.
All right, well, Lady Nichols.
Oh, sorry. My internet went out briefly. What was the did you roll?
I paid for a success on spot hidden.
Okay.
That's what you asked me for.
I did. And then Heathcliff, Heathcliff, did you roll?
So that was a spot hidden?
Yes, please.
25. So my spot hidden, that should be a success. It's exactly on, so normal success.
All right, so both of you, it's hard to sort of get a fix on sort of when it happens, but as you're looking around and you hear the screams outside and suddenly you're on high alert, you see over by the door, if you look in the notes, mm-hmm. a shadowy figure sort of zooms out of the darkness and goes through the door itself.
I will start chanting. First, I will tell I lost his name. Harris? Williams.
Williams, yeah.
Williams, stay behind me. And I will start chanting this this thing.
Yeah, as you start, it's I'm not even gonna make you lose the sanity. Even as you start, it's he's gone.
Williams is gone?
No, he Ginger.
The shadow. The
shadow thing.
Oh, okay. So maybe he heard us. That would be bad. Okay.
Meanwhile, outside Oswald, can you give me a spot hidden roll?
Sure. Cool picture.
Is a regular success.
Okay. As you sort of simultaneously, you hear yelling out in the front side of the building, more or less, this is a beat or two, and then through the door underneath your feet, you see like a small river of shadows slip by.
Then let me try and do the spell to halt it.
Go ahead and give me a dexterity. Well, let's see. Give me a dexterity.
A reflex save, don't you?
I kind of do.
No, a dexterity is going to be a fail.
Okay. So you start to sort of reach in your pocket, try to get the blood out and all that, but he just sort of slips into the shadows around here.
Okay. All right.
And I think with that, that's a good place to stop the session. It's a bit early, but it saves us from being in the middle of the Dumont and then having to stop us.